oddly enough, the first person that I ever remember, well, like I said, the only one that registered in my mind was my grandfather's brother. He died. And they had a funeral home in Darien at the time. Mm-hmm. Darien Funeral Home had just got started. In fact, my grandfather said the first body that he had was his brother, the Darien Funeral Home. Other than that, they were on Saplo. If you died, they would sit around and have everybody come together and they'd sit around with you and they'd bury you the next day or whatever. Mm-hmm. Depending on the weather, whatever, you know, you got to hurry and bury. And they would go outside, and I heard a fellow do it. They would tear down, like somebody have an old barn that's they're not using. They'd tear a board off and build you a little box and put you in there. If you didn't fit, they'd take your foot and stomp you down in there. Now, I don't know whether this is true. Now, this guy who told me this told a lot of jokes. You know, if the box wasn't actually your size, they just take your foot, push your arm or foot leg down until you fit, and nail you up and put you in a hole. Now, that's what he told me, but like I said, he was a joking fella. I don't believe half of what he said half of the time. But that's what they did. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have no caskets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then, since the Undertaker was in there, and well, everybody died, you know, they take the body, you call him, he comes and pick up the body. You give him a suit of your suit of clothes or whatever, one of his suits. If it's a woman, you give him a nice dress, or sometimes he would provide what they call a shroud for them or whatever. And you tell him when you're going to have a funeral.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where would they bury him then?
It's a cemetery down the other side of where the post office is. Well, there's two of them in Meridian. Yeah, there's two of them here. But most of the people that from this area, this community, are buried in that cemetery up there.
Is it part of the church or?
It's a community.
Okay.
So, years ago, this area where we live now was like two communities.
Oh.
It was a Hudson and a Meridian.
Uh-huh.
And Hudson, we would, this area where we live now, I'll put it like this, just beyond the church there,
mm-hmm.
It's a ditch. You remember that? It's like a ditch that comes under the road there, canal-like.
Mm-hmm.
You remember seeing that just before you got to, just before you turned in this road?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember?
On the other side of the church, but yeah. Before the post office.
Yeah, just beyond the church. Like, you can almost stand in the church and throw a ball there.
Okay.
At the ditch that runs under there.
Uh-huh.
Well, Hudson started there.
Okay.
Go back towards this way, too, for about a couple of miles.
Uh-huh.
But the post office would have been in Meridian.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, from that ditch back towards the cemetery, just beyond the cemetery was called Meridian. But then you had two separate communities here. They were close, but they were separate.
And this here was part of Hudson then?
This was Hudson. This was called known as Hudson.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know remember when the change was made. I wrote all this stuff down. I have it all in my history.
Uh-huh.
But then again, I don't know when they changed over and made it all Meridian. That's the part I cannot find.
Mm-hmm.
So the cemetery was known as Hudson Cemetery.
Okay, yeah.
But then people in Meridian were buried in there too. You see what I'm saying? Everybody was in there so close. And what it was, they had a little society known as the Hudson Home Society. People from different communities were members of it. But then again, if you live in Meridian, it didn't disqualify you from being buried in Hudson Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could, it didn't disqualify you from becoming a member of the Hudson Home Society. So therefore, you join that society. If you die, you buried Hudson Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't cost you nothing.
Okay.
And it still don't.
Uh-huh.
Up until this day. If you live in this community, you die, they bury you down there.
That's right. Uh-huh. Don't charge you.
No charges. You don't buy your lot. Don't buy on cemetery lot or nothing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But my grandfather, he said that when he was from Sapelo Island, my step grandfather.
Okay.